This is a presentation looking at how school-based immunization programs in the Maritimes were affected by the COVID pandemic. So this was a qualitative study with stakeholder interviews conducted this past February through August. And what we did was we interviewed parents, youth, healthcare providers, teachers, and public health government staff to get their perspectives on school-based immunization programs and changes to the programming as a result of the pandemic. And we also asked parents and youth about how their vaccine views may have been affected by the pandemic. So what we identified was a range of existing barriers and enablers to school vaccine services that the pandemic really exacerbated. So some of this was, you know, having low buy-in from schools, and that kind of ended up being even more challenging during the pandemic, especially with a lot of teachers and staff retiring. There were a lot of established relationships that helped make the programs go well that they had to rebuild. And one of the main findings was that youth really aren't involved in their own vaccine decision-making. So parents weren't including them in the decisions around getting vaccinated at schools. Teachers didn't feel confident answering students' questions around the vaccines or the school vaccine programs. And nothing that was really sent home from public health with the consent form and information pack was targeted to youth. It's all written and framed in a way for parents. So it's really not until students get in the chair with a nurse at the school clinic that they're getting kind of any health education or information that's targeted towards them. So work is ongoing right now to help develop some recommendations and tools to help engage youth in their own vaccine decision making. So that way it's not just falling to their parents and it's something they can get some experience with.